Sports Beat Extra on Beat.
The very best of European archery was on display all this week at the STU Arena in Waterford as the Republic of Ireland hosted the European Indoor Archery Championships for the very first time. I got up with the Irish Field Archery Federation's international representative and Waterford native Mark Deavy on the day.
We've had 440-odd people from all over Europe attend and talk to every one of them. They've all enjoyed it. The venue here is fantastic. So they've been able to eat in the restaurant, have coffee downstairs, and I say when you look out across the arena, they're all amazed with how well the place looks.
The big part about this, obviously, is, you know, this tournament has been held in six counties before, but this is the first time it's been held in the Republic. You know, what does that mean, I suppose, for the actual sport of archery?
For IFFAF, for my own organisation, been a fantastic coup for us. Ordinarily, we're somewhere foreign. So 2 years ago, we were in Fortaventura, which was lovely because we had the nice sun, and that was great. And 2 years before that, we were in Siniaki in Finland. Again, there was maybe 390 people, but it might have been minus 15 degrees. So we've gone from different extremes, and I think we've shown all the archers here our climate. So we've had sunny days, cloudy days, and rainy days, and then this morning we had frost. So
looking at the entrance list before this, people will probably be surprised to see there's so many Irish people involved in archery throughout the country coming to an event like this. You know, what has the success been like for Irish archers so far over the last few days?
So not that I would be fully au fait with the how many Irish people scored, but I certainly know that we would have in or around 15 goals. I think it's something, last count was about 22 silvers, 26 bronze, and that's out of, say, 140 Irish competitors. So the Irish contingent have done very well here. It's been amazing to watch them all. We've been building up for this event for the last 2 years, so we've been running indoor shoots. Again, in the Irish Field Archery Federation, I say we would do a lot of outdoor shoots, so it's 3D animals or targets. So you might be out in the woods and it's different angles, so you could be shooting downhill or uphill and at different distances. So your first distance on an outdoor shoot might be 15 yards in front of you, nice and close, but your next one might be 60 yards out. So it makes you think, and that's why I've always said to anybody with archery in mind, it's very much a mind game. You need to be able to settle in your head, and that's the great part about it. You're never really shooting against anybody, only yourself.
What's it mean, I suppose, you as a Waterford man being able to bring something that you're so passionate and, I suppose, love as a sport and see kind of the biggest stage for it come to your locality?
I suppose if you wanted to kind of put it on a bucket list of things, to get such a massive competition here in Waterford, it's, for me, it feels like a great achievement, and I'm delighted with it. I really am. The whole competition's gone very well. So anybody I've talked to have been kind of saying that, you know, it's really great. The venue here is fantastic. The setup that we've done, and I'm just going into the small details of just thinking of what the archer needs for the competition itself. Yeah, for me, it's a great personal achievement.
And presumably you'd love to see it back in Waterford again someday.
This is the Europeans. Yeah. So what I'll try and get the next time around is the Worlds.
So always go bigger and better.
That's it, exactly. Yeah.
I also had a chance to catch up with Pat McGrath, whose club, Nileach Dáil, had a great showing at the competition.
This is my first European, yeah. Like, you know, work-life balance, it's hard to travel outside of Ireland. Being on the home turf is that I take the advantage here and dig in and avail of it, like, you know, so.
You talk about the mental side of the game, like, how much does that play a role when you're so close to your opponent? Like, looking down there, like, the targets for each individual country are so close together, and I feel like you're kind of almost on top of the person beside you.
Yeah, I mean, you could train on the club nights. We train here every Wednesday night in our club night. We'd have a portion of the hall, not all of it. It could be basketball, ping pong going on in our ears, and there might be 8 to 10 of us there, and we'd be spread out, so you'd have space. There is a certain width in the rule book you have to stick with, but guys have different quivers. Their arrows might be this way, they might be sticking out the back. Yesterday there was a guy, his spear arrow was sticking on my side, and he was about to shoot, and I left it alone. His club mate said to him after, look, he said, your arrow was sticking in your opponent's side there. So he apologised to me. Look, it's grand. He said to me, look, you should have stopped me. Just poked me in the back. So, yeah, the space is small and narrow, but you got to get used to it. And I suppose the more competitions you do and the more you embrace yourself in those situations, you get used to it better. Like, you know, it's all right shooting at a club night, loads of space, but you need to be in this environment more often, I suppose.
What is it like, I suppose, you know, if you're training here with your club and then all of a sudden the Europeans comes knocking at the door and it's right here and all the best in the world have come to kind of play in this tournament? You know, it kind of must be a bit surreal coming to the place that you kind of associate with, just coming down every week and you know, practicing and training, and now all of a sudden it's hosting one of the biggest competitions in the world.
Exactly, it is. It's brilliant to see it. I mean, I'll have memories of this. If I never shot archery again, I'll always remember this week. I can also, like I said, yeah, I met some great friends there. Just getting back to the mental thing again, I mean, don't leave it get into your head. You could have a competitor beside you shooting great, and you're watching these arrows down the line, and that's going to get into your head. So, yeah, you'd like to see how they're shooting, but they just don't get it into your head, you know. So.
How many from your club have been out the last few days?
How many's been shooting? There's been 4. And our youngest competitor is Aaron, who I think has won a medal. So we have we have 2 European champions in our club. Not official yet, but we know from the scores. So it'll be a bit of excitement later on there.
That must be an exciting feeling, I suppose, sitting here kind of letting that all sink in, knowing that the club that you're a part of has really represented really well on the European stage as well.
Oh, definitely, definitely, for sure. I mean, we're a small enough club compared to other areas around. We don't have our own home venue or our own club building. We've tried in the past, but for various reasons it didn't happen. But I think this is our new home here now every week. But it's great to see new members come into the club. You know, fresh blood, new blood coming into it. So hopefully they stick with it and we'll see more European medals, international medals coming along the line as well.